Hey, Scott O.
I just want to thank you for this sweet Go See Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash in my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Go See Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1¼-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast. So head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1¼-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal. Ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
Well-being physically and spiritually always.
How can I remain in a state of absolute love, that soulful love, felt and expressed from within the heart of the soul, or we may say unconditional love? Bliss, peace, and spiritual oneness and life continuously? Dr. Patty Diamond, Lady Diamond, in co-creation with Spirit, shows you the path through the new book called Stepping into Spiritual Oneness, Spiritual Rememberings of the Soul Through Life Experience, available at Diamond Lady Publishing, www.diamondladypublishing.net.
The founder and director of the Ghosts of Ohio, a not-for-profit organization that investigates and documents reported hauntings in Ohio. He started the Ghosts of Ohio in May of 1999 and has been in continuous operation since. Prior to forming the Ghosts of Ohio, he was involved with paranormal research in Georgia, which began his long-time affiliation with the American Ghost Society and New York, where he was born and raised. He has been searching for ghosts and visiting crybaby bridges for over 20 years.
Haven't we all?
On the weird front, he is the co-author of the book Weird Ohio.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And a contributing author to Weird US.
Awesome.
And Weird Hauntings, all of which are available at all Barnes & Noble stores, as well as the various online
I thought I put B&N. I thought I put B&M there.
You did.
I put B&M there and you said the name.
Yeah, well, why don't you try reading this the way you put it?
I didn't
on
do
May
it!
On May 1st, 2008, Weird Indiana, which all James right. co-authored with Mark Merriman and Troy Taylor, will be available at all major bookstores. His website is ghostsofohio.org. Welcome back to Ghostly Talk, James.
You work with that Troy Taylor guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, every once in a while. That intro still makes me sound pompous and arrogant. You got to get it cut down more.
Well, we can attest here, James, that you are the farthest thing from pompous and arrogant. My favorite memory of you so far, James, when we look back on your life someday, is the Mothman Festival 2007, when this gentleman walked up on the stage to meet him the first time, which was the man on the phone here. He walks up and says, "I have a present for you." And I'm nice to meet you too. You know, what do you have? And he breaks out this beautiful, beautiful Holy Terror record. Which is my third copy now, but the more the merrier, James. My
hey,
God,
you've only got one from my collection. So.
Exactly, right, man. Right. That was the coolest thing anybody could have gave me, and I to this day I'm like, wow. It's put away in the archives now, and I actually put a sticker on there that said from James Willis, also,
very
so
cool.
I know which one, where it came from. So thanks again for that, man. That was totally
cool.
Oh, you
are more than welcome. I'll have to sign it next time we get together.
Please, yes, that'd be great. We should have done that at the Mothman Festival.
<There you go. laughs>
Sure, the guys from the band would love that. Huh? Who's this guy? James, it's great to have you back. We haven't had you on in a while.
Well,
it's been a very long time.
Yeah, a couple of years, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Was that Doug?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what you had to say?
I'm all for it.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right, great.
Well, that's the thing. It was backmasking, right?
Well, that's when we talked about backmasking when we had him on last time.
And then,
now, you guys,
and then suddenly he went and wrote Weird Ohio.
Well, yeah, why? I mean, why would he do something crazy like that?
Right? I'm like, wait a minute, this guy's sending mixed signals.
Well, you guys met up, you met up with James back in February this year.
Weird Winter.
Weird Winter.
And it was cold.
Yeah. And you were even colder because you were at...
I was in Eastern State.
Eastern State.
Dying.
Yeah, we were at least in a semi...
You were in a building that was warm, the Lincoln Theater.
I mean, there were parts that were warmer than others, but...
Well, yeah, but still, it was tolerable to the human body, right? Whereas
right.
I was
yes,
at...
it was intolerable
again,
to the human
I have
body.
To give the LGHS props for that because they saved my life that night. They had coffee.
Yes,
and
that is true.
That's what saved me that night. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, we of course had Troy Taylor and Popcorn, so that worked out very well.
Who got screwed that weekend, James?
They both kept
what do you think?
Warm, yeah.
I didn't get any popcorn.
Oh, you had to buy.
Oh,
it.
So I guess I got screwed then.
Oh, he gives us popcorn all the time.
And strange paranormal occurrences. So.
Yes, you have to ask him for them though.
That was
oh, I see. Okay.
Yes. Where's my vendor popcorn?
Bonnie mentioned about the soon to be released Weird Indiana.
Yes.
I'm dying to hear. Just give me give me a taste.
First of all,
what?
Edna C. Collingsbridge, did it make the cut?
Did it make the cut? Yeah.
Which bridge?
Ah!
Edna C. Collingsbridge.
I don't believe that did.
Oh,
it's the only bridge that has a sign on it that says this bridge is thought to be haunted by a mother and her child.
Last time we were there, the sign.
Well, the sign was
gone.
I
think people keep stealing the sign.
I would take the sign if I ever see one again. No, I wouldn't. No, that's bad.
No, you wouldn't take anything. Respect.
Respect, yeah.
God, that's a nice way to come back in after talking to Nancy Bradley, man. Beautiful right there.
But you can't blame me, though, that got it left out because, you know, working with Mark Merriman and Troy Taylor, they were the ghost people, so
yeah.
I got the weird roadside stuff and the urban legends and things. So since it's not in there, blame Troy.
When we met at the Mothman Festival, James, you told me this story, and I forgot which book it was. It might have been Weird U.S., but we were talking at your table, and you started telling me about this big paintball this farmer had. Am I correct?
Yes.
And I'm like, you're telling me about this gigantic paintball, and then I'm like, this is really cool. And you're like, hey, you want to see a piece of it? He shows me this piece. The guy just like, I guess you said the farmer guy just like cut a slab of it off for you and said, here, take this with you, right?
Yeah, it's the world's largest painted ball, and he gets very offended if you say paintball because to him those mean those are hollow, you know, balls like using a paintball gun.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a baseball that he got bored one day and just started painting a coat once a day or whenever he got bored, he would do several coats. And this thing has now got tens of thousands of coats on it, and it's listed in Guinness. It's actually got its own shed with the thing suspended from the ceiling. And all sorts of famous people come around when I guess they've got nothing better to do when they're in Indiana, and you can paint your own coat on it and get your name in the Guinness Book of World Records.
You showed me a piece of this thing, James.
Yeah, he just whittled a piece of it off.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, and then afterwards he said to me that he would be honored if I signed his beam, which, you know, kind of scared the hell out of me. But, you know, I was like, you need to buy me a drink before I do that. He's got it's in its own shed, the paintball, and he's got metal beams that it's suspended from, and if you're famous or infamous enough, he has you autograph the beam. So that was kind of cool.
That's
really
is
cool.
So neat.
That really stuck out. But you're working on, it's going to be released, Weird Indiana. Is there any, can you give us a taste of that possibly?
Well,
at least
sure. Aside from the paintball, probably.
That was in Indiana. That was in Indiana then?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, all right. I thought that was Weird U.S. I wasn't sure.
No, that's in Weird Indiana. The other strange thing that's at the top of the list that once the book is out, they're going to allow me to start showing the video that I have of this. But both myself and my fiance rode a homemade roller coaster that a guy built off the roof of his barn.
Wow.
And it's in the middle of nowhere. He basically got tired of having to drive several hours to get on a roller coaster, so he built his own. And to ride it, you sit in a 1979 bucket seat that on wheels, and he shoves you, and there's a little motor that pulls you to the top, and then it just basically drops you straight down, and gravity takes over.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, and there's a 360 loop in it, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And you actually wrote it.
Safe?
Yes, I did, and my fiance did, and we've got video of it that people say is YouTube gold, but we have to wait for the book to come out. But, yeah, it's great to watch because when you hit the top of the loop, there's that split second you can see where there's a dramatic pause where gravity's deciding whether or not it's going to let me continue or it's just going to drop me. Yeah.
Didn't you, like, fear for your life, or was it, like...
Sure. I mean, there was, you know, there was the split second when I started going up and when I hit the top, and I suddenly, you know, I released from the chain, and it kind of tilted me, and I started to drop. There was this split second when I was like, damn, this thing is homemade. And and then it was over. He calls it the blue flash because the ride is over in a flash, and he got a good deal on blue paint. He's got no background in building these sort of things, which It's really spooky, but also pretty cool that he was just like, the heck with it, I'm going to build it, and it works.
Does at least his demeanor instill confidence, or?
No. No. Not at all.
Oh, goody.
Great.
What is the charge? I have to go do this. What is the charge for this?
It's free.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you can hunt him down, it's free. It's in his backyard. It's just sitting out there.
Doug, we have to the next time we're in India.
We got to scoop up
James and take him down there again and make him ride again.
Yes.
Not a problem at all.
But we have to wait until after, because we won't be able to video it until after, when is this?
When's the book coming out, James?
Not May of 99.
It is going to be out May 1st.
Okay, so sometime next summer, we're going to go hunt this roller coaster down.
Yeah, it's amazing because apparently there's a competition among roller coaster enthusiasts to ride the strangest or the most obscure roller coasters in the world. And he does have a book that you sign after you've ridden it. And there are names from all over the world that people just track him down.
Wow.
Of course, when you sign the book, on the very back page, it says you will ride this at your own risk. But
yes,
you don't sign the book till after you're done writing it, so I'm not sure why that's there. But
don't make a whole lot of sense.
It's a premonition.
Yeah. That's where it is. It's a complete premonition. Like, this guy may get hurt. We better make him sign this afterwards.
In case he has gotten hurt.
Ghost of Ohio, also. We haven't got to talk. You know, James, when we had you on last time, I think the whole hour we had you on was we were just doing backhand.
Okay.
It was actually 2 hours, believe it or not.
Was it 2 hours we did?
Yeah, and you went straight through the break.
We were that busy that night. I have to listen to that archive again.
You want
to
know what was so interesting about Ghost of Ohio? When we were at Weird Winter,
I was sitting next
to Sabrina the entire time James was on stage. Every time he went to talk about a place, I was like, oh, yeah, that's blah, 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 blah. I've been there. Oh, yeah, that's blah, blah, blah. And Sabrina just kept looking at me like, do you remember the horseshoe tombstone? I was like, oh, yeah. That's Otter Bean Cemetery. I was there.
And Sabrina's like,
do you guys ever stay at home?
No.
I was doing pretty much the same thing. When you were doing the speech at Weird Winter, mm-hmm. I was not near you guys, was I?
No, you weren't. You were in front.
I was in the front. That's when I was getting tapped on the back of the neck. But anyway, I was doing the same thing, playing the same game as guess the next weird place in Ohio, because I knew 99% of them.
We've been to a lot of them, James.
Yes.
We have.
Cool. Very cool.
Yes. I have not seen the huge wicker basket place, but everything else.
Or the Wonka Burger basket.
Yeah.
You haven't lived till you've seen that.
Was it the wall of gum that was in
Ohio,
too?
I have not seen the wall of gum either.
I haven't seen it either.
Pretty much everything else I saw.
The wall of gum?
Yeah.
I think I've heard about
gum.
The wall of gum also. Isn't that like a bar or something like that, James?
No, it's on the side of a building.
I thought it was like
It's actually the whole building is now covered with it.
Now it's pretty much the whole building, yeah.
How did the city not shut that guy down?
Isn't it like not very...
It's a small town and they're proud of it.
Hygienic.
I know, it's like gross, man, but it's a small town and they're proud of it. That explains the whole thing right there.
Essentially.
Well, yeah, they sell wall of gum t-shirts there too, so...
Oh my God.
Essentially, if you go to the weird, I don't even know the.
That's worse than the Hoffa Burger when they were trying to find Jimmy Hoffa a couple of years ago here in Milford, Michigan. They were selling Hoffa Burgers and they were making T-shirts, Dig 2005 or something like that for the Jimmy Hoffa Dig. So you might want to check that out when you do. Yeah, if there's another because there is already a Haunted Michigan.
Linda Godfrey did that.
If they ever make another one, we have to tell her about that because Milford, that's obviously where Jimmy Hoffa. There's all types
right,
of stores
right.
in there.
Well, I have to say, you guys, go to ghostsofohio.org, and I hope you have a link up there somewhere to your Weird Ohio book, and check into it because we, in our spare time, we managed to hit a lot of the places that you talked about in the book, and only you talk about them a lot more prolifically than we do.
Yeah. In fact, I think because I've read Weird Michigan from cover to cover, I think we've hit more places that are in Weird Ohio than we did in Weird Michigan.
I believe that too. I don't know why we don't stay in Michigan, but
look around you for God's sake. What kind of question is that? This place sucks. I can't stand it here anymore. But no.
But now we've got yet more excuses to go to Indiana because, you know, Weird Indiana's coming.
It's on its way out.
Yeah.
We'll have a new roadmap of places to go to. Thank you, James.
No problem. Thank you.
Now, I mentioned Ghost of Ohio, and that's a group that you are the founder of Ghost of Ohio. We didn't get to talk about that too much last time we were here. Tell us about Ghost of Ohio a little bit.
We've been around since 1999, and we are one of the largest and most active groups in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, I'm trying to think, about 32 members throughout the state. We're headquartered in Columbus, and we've got two different divisions, one in Cleveland and one in Cincinnati, basically to help handle the workload. So, it's just kind of wandering around. So.
And your headquarters is in Columbus, you said?
Correct, yes.
I just blew through there like 2 weekends ago.
And you didn't stop? That was kind of rude.
I know.
He didn't invite us either.
We didn't even get invited.
Well, actually, I'll mention it here on the air. We actually went to Ohio Wesleyan University out there in Delaware, Ohio, James.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've maybe heard some haunting stories from there. Have you ever heard anything from that university?
Yeah, we actually, as a matter of fact, did a ghost walk up there around Halloween. We did two nights in a haunted theater up there, the Strand Theater.
Mm, we were there.
Off.
And again, you didn't stop to say it.
John Cicchetti was the one who was our host for that weekend.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's written the book of the haunts of Stuyvesant Hall out there. That's his book. We had him on a couple weeks ago, and he was really nice. He let me and Amber, you met Amber, my girlfriend. He let us cruise around. He walked us around the whole campus for a whole evening, checking places out around there. It was phenomenal.
Oh,
and
very cool.
I'm rude. I'm sorry. I should have looked.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you can't backpedal out of that. You're
Keep going, James.
He gave me an album, and look what I do to the guy. Exactly. I'm so sorry, James. But you guys are headquartered in Columbus, though. You've been around, but that's a very long time to be around, too. And this, I mean, as far as the paranormal communities now, 1999, that's, what, 8 years, 9 years almost now? That's a very long time to have a ghost hunting group.
Yeah, and strangely enough, I was actually, I only started in 99 because that's when I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, I was involved with ghost investigations in Atlanta. And that's when I first met Troy Taylor. And I think currently only Keith Age has been in American Ghost Society longer than I have.
Oh, really?
So I've got to see if I can unseat him some way. And then prior to that, I was born and raised in upstate New York, which is just a creepy place. So I'd always been involved in ghost groups, but we really didn't call them then back, you know. It was just kind of looking for ghosts. It wasn't like groups or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, I was in upstate New York looking for Bigfoot. Why do they call southern New York upstate? I was in Horseheads. It's like
you have to blame Washington Irving for that.
Oh, okay. Did he read his maps upside down?
I don't know what he did, but he was the one who actually started calling it there. And it's kind of funny because even if you watch Tim Burton's Sleepy Hollow, they still refer to it that they're going up to Tarrytown, you know, Sleepy Hollow, and they say that you've got to go upstate.
Hmm. I was, you know, looking for Bigfoot. Out in, I thought, the southern part of New York, but evidently
it's upstate.
Upstate.
It's upstate. I didn't even know anything about that. That's what they say. Because I used to get scolded as a kid when I'd say if we're going up to Tennessee, I used to get yelled at by my mom. Because it's going south, obviously.
You're going down to Tennessee,
right?
Yeah.
Or if we're going up to Michigan, or I'm sorry, down to Michigan, you know, that was more common to say, yeah, we're going down to Michigan. You know, it's like, no, you're going up to Michigan. You're in Tennessee right now, stupid. What's wrong with you? Use your brain. And that's what my mom used to do to me when I was a kid.
Wow. You still
it's been a show of nostalgia for some reason.
You know, you still do that sometimes.
What's that? I do what? I do say that?
You do an up-down flip-flop.
I flip them over. I screw that up all the time. So I'm just as bad as the people in New York.
Oh, there you go. Okay, then it's not bad anymore.
See, I don't feel so
common.
Bad. Yeah, it's, we have it here in Michigan also. So
yeah.
And I'm more sub... whatever. Never mind. I don't know what point I'm trying to make. It was dumb.
So how? So when you go in, have you looked at the Elmore Ryder story?
Yes.
Did you find the bridge?
Oh boy.
We did find the bridge. Yes.
And?
That is actually the bridge that everybody goes to, and I think there's a picture of it in Weird Ohio.
Excellent.
But we did find the bridge and the. The joke is because he only appears on March 21st.
Right.
The joke is that if you go out there and you're supposed to flash your lights, you know, three times, that if you go out there on March 21st, and you flash your lights three times, and then you look in your rearview mirror, you know what you'll see? A whole bunch of other people behind you. So we didn't get anything to happen there. Surprisingly, though, the Oxford Motorcycle Ghost, which is in Oxford, Ohio, basically it's the same exact legend. There's a couple of variations on it, but you've got this guy riding a motorcycle and going around the turn and, you know, not navigating it correctly and coming up the other side of a barbed wire fence ahead. That one I did go down and tried to, I don't want to say I tried to conjure it because I didn't flash my lights because I don't believe that. If you do anything a certain number of times, a ghost appears. I don't believe that works. I wish it did. It would make my job easier. I've never had that happen. But did see what appeared to be a motorcycle light. My fiance was with me at the time, and we crested a hill. It's a very hilly area, and we crested one of the hills, and in the other lane coming towards us, something about the size of a headlight, and it was dead center in the road, a couple of feet off the ground. I tell people I've lived in Atlanta, so I know what a car with one headlight looks like, but it didn't look like that. It was in the exact center of the road. And we dropped down the hill, and I said to her, I said, you saw that, didn't you? And she said, yes, and I could tell she was a little freaked out. We had just started dating at the time. So I started telling you, no, it's probably a reflection or something like that, or it's an actual motorcycle.
Yeah.
And we started to crest the hill, and the last thing I said to her was, but you realize we get to the top of the hill and there's nothing there, it's going to be kind of creepy. And we got to the top of the hill and there was absolutely nothing there.
So it was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
It was. We went back up and down that road trying to replicate it. Went back in the daylight after that and just tried to check to see if there were turnoffs, or there was even a dirt path where, like, people, you know, would be just scaring people on motorcycles and then, you know, going off into the woods. And we could never replicate it, so something's going on in that.
Interesting.
One. That's very strange.
I know Bonnie wants to go. Just the mention of hills is just
absolutely.
Hills, and then Dukes of Hazzard pops into her head.
Right.
And now we're on our way.
It's like, Doug has four-wheel drive now.
Oh, wait. So. Is Doug reciting the Lord's Prayer? That makes three times I've made him do that.
Very nice. Yeah. James, we're going to take a quick break here because we want to get to your forte. And the reason we really wanted to talk to you again tonight is I remember this. It was one of those shows. This is like, you know, like 1,400 years ago now, it seems like, when we had you on last time. And I remember we were going through all this backmasking. We were talking about this, and we're playing clips and samples. And I remember we all just kind of stopped at one time. This is when Christy was still part of the show, too, Doug, if you remember. And we all just stopped in the middle of it and said, God, this is so much fun.
Right.
I'm having a ball.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
So we're doing kind of a condensed version of that tonight.
Excellent.
But definitely, let's take a quick break, though. We're going to come back. We're going to be doing, we got a whole bunch of clips that James sent me that are backmasked, and we're going to listen to these things. And you're going to be able to explain these to us, right, James?
Oh, I have to explain them?
Well, hopefully.
I gotcha.
Well, now we've got equipment. We'll be able to hear this stuff, like, amazingly.
Yeah, a lot better.
James A. Willis, his website is ghostsofohio.org.
Mm-hmm.
Fire that up, and we'll be back on the other side of this break.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Hey, Scott L.
I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash in my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1¼-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1¼-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
Hi, this is Luke.
And this is Tobin from Quest Research.
Hey, Tobin, what do you get when four guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever
decides to produce their own online paranormal TV show.
I don't know what. Oh, wait. I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And the good thing about being new is that we will only get better.
This is an emergency program.
Radio.
The Internet's only rock and roll paranormal extravaganza.
Special guest with us, Robbie Thomas, psychic medium.
Where is the Lawrence House?
It's in Ontario, Canada. It is a house that was owned by a shipbuilder, and it was haunted. The tools of the trade back then were baby powder. The reason being is I could see, and the kids with me couldn't, so I figured if I threw the baby powder in the air as the spirit was walking through, it would cover it, and then they could say, oh, we see it now. The next tool was a flashlight, so we know where we're going, and a rope, so we could tie it around so we don't get taken away by the spirit. So that
hey,
was
Anthony, isn't that what your last girlfriend said?
that's just a Friday night for Anthony. Baby powder, a rope, and a flashlight.
Para Hub Radio, Thursdays, 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern, on Bounce Radio and parahub.org.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
We are Ghostly Talk.
Extreme.
And we play rock and roll.
Well, actually, we play independent music.
But usually it's rock and roll.
On special occasions.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
We are on the phone with James A. Willis, extraordinaire backmasking guru. I don't even know. We got a huge list here to crank through, James, and this is going to be interesting. Now, the way I listed it out, just for you to know, James, it's alphabetical on the playlist right now. Is that going to work for you? Is that cool?
If you tell me which one's coming up. Yeah, we can work through it.
Okay, well, I got the list here in front of me also. Well, that's not alphabetical. That's not going to work.
Okay.
That's all right, though. I have the other list in front of me that's alphabetical. The first one we have listed here is Baby One More Time.
Yes.
Now, we're going to play it forward, of course, and then we're going to play it backwards, correct?
Right, and before we get into it, I should just really quick that in terms of backward masking, there's actually two different types. There's one that's called a phonetic reversal, which is the one that a lot of the televangelists jumped on. And what a phonetic basically means is that when you hear it forwards, it says something forwards, but when you play it backwards, it says something entirely different.
Okay.
There's also what's known as a simple reversal, and we'll get to some of those as well,
mm-hmm.
where it only makes sense one way, that when you hear it forwards, it just sounds like gibberish, because what people did to accomplish that is basically they recorded something forwards, flipped the tape around, and then mixed it in with the rest of the song.
Yeah.
The phonetic ones are the ones that the people say are trying to steal your soul and that sort of thing. So.
Okay.
So Baby One More Time is actually one of my favorite because it's by Britney Spears, and it's, I would say that I probably believe that this one is true, but my tongue is firmly planted in my cheek.
Oh,
but,
I can't wait to hear it now.
Okay, are we ready to go here?
Are you going to play it forwards and then backwards?
Yeah, we'll play it forwards and then backwards.
Okay.
All right, we're going to play Britney Spears on the show.
Trust
me, it'll be worth it.
Come on, let's hear it.
It's Britney Bleep. Okay, here we go. Ready? Okay, I'm going to play it forward one more time, okay?
Okay.
I just started a groove there for 3 seconds. Let's try it backwards.
Why do people pick on Britney?
Oh, don't not on this
show. I want to know.
Leave Britney alone! I know, okay, all right.
Play her backwards, though.
Let's play her backwards.
I do want to hear her backwards.
One more time. I hear booty in there somewhere, James.
That's your own fault.
What are we getting?
According to the preachers, when you play it backwards, she is saying, "Sleep with me, I'm not too young."
Let's hear this again.
I hear it.
I hear it.
You know, I can hear that.
And it makes perfect sense to me.
I think that my subconscious probably would have completely ignored that.
Why? Britney sleeping with her?
Well, I mean, she...
I didn't hear it either, but it makes perfect sense to me now.
Yeah, well, okay, it does.
Way to go, Britney. Yay, Satan. Yay. The next one we have on the list here is Black Dog, and we all know who this is by. The legendary Led Zeppelin, who's getting back together, by the way, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge thing. They have a big box set and stuff out now. Let's play it forwards, though. This is the song Black, an excerpt from the song Black Dog. Man, that makes me just want to bob my head. I'm going to hear this one more time. Sorry. Okay.
This should be a commercial for that. What's that rock?
Oh,
guitar
hero.
Yeah.
Let's try it backwards. It's here we get. Satan will live. I couldn't get the rest
in your soul.
Let's hear. That's actually pretty good, dude. Hang on. What'd you get, James?
This is one that the televangelist jumped on way back in like the early 80s. Apparently, they claim that he is saying, Satan once lived in a place I saw. And they're claiming that it's making reference to Jimmy Page having just purchased, which he did, Aleister Crowley's old castle over near Loch Ness.
Yeah, Jimmy Page is a really, really interesting. He's always been very, very interested in the occult and things like that, too. And, you know, that shows in their music.
But no, it's cool. And backward.
But no, it's one more time. We'll play one more time. Rock and roll.
Some of it is not a stretch, some of it's a stretch, you know, but yeah.
But no, you hear Satan very clear.
Oh, that's very clear.
Because we're looking for that.
Well, yeah, you're always looking for Satan, 666.
All right, Darling Nikki. Oh.
Darling Nikki by Prince. This is one that, you know, if you were a teenager during this time and you had a girlfriend, you were forced to listen to this, but at the very end of Darling Nikki, there's this bizarre, I guess you'd call it a piece of music that is actually a simple reversal, because when you play it forwards, mm-hmm. it just sounds like, well, what it is, gibberish.
Mm-hmm.
But when you play it backwards, it's very, very clear, and it's very clear that he intended to do that.
Okay,
so,
let's give it a shot. This is the forward right here. Prince just tripped me out.
Yeah, see, that's creepy to me the way it is. I mean, a lot of people actually think...
That's haunting.
Know, like, yeah, and it's just stuck at the end of Darling Nikki, which the song is about, a girl doing something unclean with a magazine. So,
right.
But when you play it backwards, that's what makes this rather bizarre, that when you play this backwards, what he's actually saying. And it's gonna, you can't miss it. It's very, very clear.
Let's give it a shot. Here we go. That is why Prince rules. Right? That is awesome. It's so cool. Go Prince. I gotta say I have a huge respect for Prince, but I never really followed all of his music, and now I'm gonna have to go out and buy the discography, I think, because that's just too cool.
That is way cool.
Detour Through Your Mind. Who was that by? I forgot.
This is the B-52s, and this is another simple reversal. It's one of my favorite backward messages, because again, when you play it forwards, it's just a bunch of gibberish, but when you play it backwards, it's a very, very funny couple of sentences that they say.
Okay, here we go. Here's forwards. Interesting.
Awesome.
Want to try it backwards, James?
Yeah, you're going to like this one.
Okay, Fred Schneider, right?
Rules.
Fred Schneider rocks.
That guy is awesome.
I love that one.
I don't think we even have to.
You might ruin your needle. Which is what I did a few times back in the day. Because I have stuff I should have brought it on the show that people can listen to. It's hilarious. All right, Dirty Pop.
By NSYNC, again, this is one I'll put my tongue in my cheek, but I think this one is real, too. This is a phonetic reversal, so you will hear words that make sense play forwards, but then again, when we play it backwards, you're supposed to hear an entirely different set of lyrics.
Okay, here we go. We're going to play NSYNC on Ghostly Talk. Here we go. Everybody's dancing. Everybody literally James, everybody literally was dancing for 5 seconds here, man.
Even
what the worst dancing you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, this room was as white as could be. Yeah. White guy dancing. Here we go. We're going to play this backwards, and I don't think we're going to dance very much this time. Here we go. I heard, anybody? Let's play it again. Hang on.
I want to sit on the couch. I don't. I'm in sync. Ouch.
James, what do you got?
Okay, I don't want to tell you what I think it's saying.
Yeah, don't. We'll get censored. Go ahead.
It's saying bleep, 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 bleep.
What do you got, James?
This, what they are claiming they are saying, and I totally believe this one, but that they are singing, "I belong with Satan. I will stay with him. I will know the way."
I believe that, too, because that's where that band belongs.
There you go.
Already there.
Yeah, let's try it again.
Okay.
Yep, I believe they belong with Satan, too. I couldn't agree more.
Yes, but...
Everyone. The song Everyone.
The last of the boy bands, I promise. The Backstreet Boys, and again, this is something that's a phonetic, so you will hear them say something forward, and it says something entirely different backwards.
Okay, here we go.
Let's get started.
Let's get started. Okay. Let's try it again.
Let's get started.
Sounds good.
Let's go backwards.
Well, sounds like them.
Satan!
And I am Satan or something.
Hang on. You're damn right you are, son. I don't even think we need to go into that one. I understand it completely, James.
No, it's pretty self-explanatory. As well.
Gonna Raise Hell. Boy, this is going to be a good one, I think. Who is this by?
This is a Cheap Trick, and this was one, again, a phonetic reversal. It was one that, back when the televangelists started seeking out all the different bands that they thought had back masking on it. They started with, you know, the usual suspects like Led Zeppelin, you know, all bands that were popular around there. And then they just started looking at titles that seemed like they would have messages and kind of, lo and behold, found them. So this is Cheap Trick's Gonna Raise Hell.
Here we go.
Again, it's a phonetic reversal, so it'll say something totally different backwards.
Here we go. All right, and let's try it backwards. One more time. Satan was the...
Holds the keys to...
To
New York!
To New York!
Satan holds the keys to New York!
That is...
I love
no,
it.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
All right, I'll go back to the back of the class.
What was it, James?
To the lock.
Oh, the lock!
Satan holds the key to the lock.
Okay, that makes no sense.
Satan.
But
he holds the key to the lock to my heart.
I think that one is a case of they were playing things backward, heard something that phonetically sounded like Satan, and then just kind of...
And they had an upcoming...
It ...and put a sentence around
they
it.
They had an upcoming congressional meeting, so they're like, quit, write it down. We're going.
Here's one for you. If you don't know this song, get up from under your rock. Hotel
Welcome
California.
To the Hotel California.
This is a wild one because not only are they saying that there's a couple of words backwards, but it's basically a paragraph that they're saying that you can hear backwards.
Let's give it a shot. Here we go. This is forwards.
I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven and this could be hell. Then she lit up a candle and she showed me the way.
All right, and let's run this backwards now.
Yeah.
Satan is good, Satan is jolly, Satan is on my lolly, Satan, Satan.
I think it was more like Satan went shopping and he bought some orange juice, and am I losing you? He went then to the store and overpaid.
James, can I chime in here?
Yeah, that's, I guess, fairly close, I guess. They're claiming that he says, yes, Satan. Oh, he organized his own religion. Yeah, when he knows he shouldn't. So nice, it was delicious. Well, he cooks it in a vat. He fixes it for his son, and he gives it away.
Oh, my.
It makes perfect sense.
And okay. The stranger thing is that if you don't believe that, there is currently, I believe, on YouTube where they claim the entire Hotel California is backwards, and there are ones that he makes references to hibachis and SpongeBob.
Oh, nice. So. That's awesome.
Well, that's perfect.
When was Hotel Mighty. California written?
Well, see, they could probably look into the future then, and they actually knew that SpongeBob was going to
take over the world.
Oh. Did, I know it sounds like a Nostradamus prophecy at that point. They actually took these to Congress, right? I mean, not all these, because obviously Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and stuff weren't around. But, I mean, some of these classic ones, they took them to Congress and said, oh, my God, you got to hear this. Let's hold hearings.
There absolutely had to be some in Backstreet Boys music.
Well, we knew that it was written around
They did
that.
Take it all the way up, and it was actually Tipper Gore with the PMRC was heading that up. Nothing ever came of it, but what they kind of did is they opened up the door for artists to say, wow, we should maybe put some simple reversals on records. And they even went so far, groups like Styx put stickers on their albums saying that they were backward messages on them.
Well, what better promotion for your band?
I mean, Motley Crue went so far as to actually put it on their back of the Shout at the Devil. They actually put it on the back that said this album may contain secret backward messages, and it flew off the shelves. Some people thought they were forced to put it on there, but it never made it through Congress.
Well, so obviously, their contract with the devil really worked for them.
Especially for Nikki Sixx,
I'm so tired. I don't mean that.
You are. I am too.
Well, the show's almost over. So I'm So Tired by the Beatles is actually a really cool one because this is probably a topic for the next 3 years when you have me on. But it's about, that was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's the Beatles, and I'm not sure if you're aware of there was the whole scandal that Paul McCartney had been killed had been replaced by a double, and that the other Beatles felt bad and were leaving clues on their records that Paul McCartney was dead and that he had been replaced by a double. Right at the very end of I'm So Tired by the Beatles, there's a strange little quick clip that plays. The interesting thing about it is that some people say it's saying something weird forwards. Other people say it's saying something weird backwards. But what's interesting is they both say forwards and backwards. It's saying the same exact thing.
Interesting.
Let's give it a listen. This is forwards. Sounds like ghostly talk right there.
Yeah, this sounds like sounds like when we read a bio.
Do it one more time.
Do it louder.
All right, let's try it backwards now.
Okay.
Mr. Misfit? That's what I'm getting at the very end, but I don't think that's correct.
They're actually supposedly saying, Paul is a dead man. Miss him, miss him, miss him.
Hang on, let's hear it again. Ooh. Well, maybe.
I guess you could stretch it into that, but
do it forward again.
Okay. I'm going with Mr. Misfit, and that's my final answer. Judas Kiss.
This is a great one because Judas Kiss is a rather obscure song by an even more obscure band called Petra, who was kind of like the generic version of Stryper, the Christian metal band.
Yep.
I don't know if you want to call them metal. But,
couldn't stand them, yep.
this is one that they put on there, and it is a simple reversal, so it's just going to sound like gibberish. Mm-hmm. But when you play it backwards, it's a very clear message that you can tell that they put it on there on purpose.
Here we go. This is forward. Wow.
I kind of like the way it sounds forward.
Let's try it backwards.
What are you looking for the devil for when you ought to be looking for the Lord?
Oh.
Yeah.
I have no idea why he's talking in that leprechaun accent.
Yeah. What's with the leprechaun?
What are you looking for the devil for when you ought to be looking for the Lord?
Apparently they had a Lucky Charms guy recording.
I think so, yeah.
Now, how topical is this? Thank goodness we're running right up against 9 o'clock, but we got to this, thank goodness. Mental health.
Oh.
Yeah, Kevin's up there laughing at this one.
I'm sure he is. How weird is this, you know? I can't wait to play this. Mental Health, off the same album that we were playing, Come On Feel the Noise, we were playing that earlier.
We opened the show with
Come On Feel the Noise, yeah. You know? Let's give it a listen. This is Ford.
I'm a finder, I'm a keeper.
Let's do that one more time. That's such a good jam.
I'm a finder, I'm a keeper.
I ain't a loser. Sorry. Okay, here we go. This is backwards. Baphomet? I heard Baphomet, James.
Serve the beast for money. There's lots of money.
No, I agree.
Try it again.
Okay.
Their music's good backwards and forwards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it jams back.
Yeah,
it grooves either way.
It rocks both ways. But, yes, I do hear it.
Sorry, Kevin.
Front-loading. Kevin.
Kevin, we're all looking up as we speak right now.
Great backward and forward songwriting.
Kevin, thanks for being with us in this glorious night here in Ghostly Talk. No anchovies, please. I think the whole world agrees with that one, whether it's a song or not. Who's this band?
It's a Jay Giles band, and it's more like a novelty song because it's just spoken word. It's a simple reversal, so it makes no sense forward. It comes at a place in the song where one of the characters enters a strange foreign-speaking country, and then you hear this gibberish in the background.
All right, let's give it a shot. Here we go.
Wow, that was very fast. It's
dramatic.
So whatever he's saying is...
But I should warn you, though, when you play it backwards, there's a curse word there.
Oh, okay. Things have changed since you've been here last time, James.
Yeah.
Okay, we might want to skip that.
We'll skip that. Sorry, guys. You'll have to listen to the B-side or something. we're like right up at the end. I really want to get to the very last one on the list here, James. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get to all of them.
Well...
But what's that, Doug?
How about two quick ones?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, okay.
How about I Remember Larry.
I Remember Larry?
Yeah.
Did I miss that?
Yeah.
Oh, I totally missed that. I'm sorry. I missed that on the list. Okay, I Remember Larry. Who's that by?
It's Weird Al.
Oh.
All right.
It'll make no sense forwards.
Okay, cool. Here we go.
Actually, it's not bad forwards. I mean,
jam,
I can't understand it.
For Weird Al.
For Weird
Al. Let's
go.
Let's try it backwards. Color Your Hair?
He's actually saying, wow, you must have an awful lot of free time on your hands.
That's awesome.
What a better way to end the show.
Yes.
I'm sorry, we missed a couple of them, James. I think we got through the bulk of them, though, thank goodness.
Can we do one quick one?
Yeah, let's do it. Why not?
Pry 2. We can end on that note.
Which one is it?
Pry 2.
Oh, Pry 2. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's
Pearl Jam. It's actually a phonetic, so forwards and backwards. It's a weird little song. Pearl Jam's always doing these one-off on their albums that are just like free-flow jam sessions.
Yeah.
Forwards, he's actually saying P-R-I-V-A-C-Y, important to me.
Okay.
But he said something totally different backwards, and in this day and age of all evil backwards messages, I thought this one was great.
All right. Here we go. Here's forwards.
P-R-I-V-A-C-Y drives us.
God, he's so depressed sounding all the time.
Wow.
Eddie Vedder is so depressed all the time, I swear to God. Let's try it backwards.
Yeah,
One more time. Sounds more like Eddie Vedder backwards than it does forward.
As much as I something saved my life.
What was it, James?
Close, you're very close, yeah. He's supposedly saying, and I love this one, Pete Townsend, he saved my life.
Pete Townsend, he saved my life. Interesting.
Man, I wish we could get the rest of these, too. We're like right at the end here. We almost made it, James. We almost,
almost
made it.
Almost. WWE.
That'll go next time.
Yes, there is.
WWE.
See you in 3 years.
Ghosts.
I'm there.
www.ghostsofohio.org. Our good friend James Willis, who we see on the convention circuit. Can't wait to see you on the convention circuit. And in 3 years, you'll be back on Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Look forward to that.
Fantastic.
I'd like
James, it's been awesome having you on again. It really was.
Thank you, guys.
So
I really appreciate it. I had a blast. Yeah.
I want to thank Angel and Becky.
Hang on the line, James.
In.
Don't leave us just yet, okay? Hang on.
Yeah, don't leave. I want to thank Angel and Becky for calling in. I want to thank Nancy Bradley for answering their questions and trying to answer Whiplash's question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you to everybody for listening to Ghostly Talk.
Fun night tonight. Yeah.
Just think, just three more left of 2007, and then you can.
Are you kidding me? Dude?
And then 2008 shows up. Can you believe it?
Rapture's coming, my friends. 2012 is close.
Three or four more in 2007. I don't know. Anyway, until next week, this has been Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
See you guys later.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
To listen too loudly. Become the media.